just feel God speaking right now. There's somebody out there or in this auditorium, and you've listened to this word. That was a very powerful word that Brother Tom just shared. You've listened to this word, but you're not sure. You're battling right now in your life because you've been hurt in the area of giving. You've been abused. You've been used. You've given when manipulation's been in the place. You've come from a, maybe you were in a church and they manipulated money out of you. I want to pray right now, because I want to see you set free today. I want to see you released into what God has for you. What Brother Tom shared, I know without a shadow of a doubt, when you plant seed into Faith Broadcasting Network, God miraculously blesses, multiplies, increases. I know it. I'm living proof. I've heard the testimony after testimony after testimony around the world of what God is doing in the hearts of men and women that obey and do what God tells them to do. But here's the thing. It's not even about this network. It's about obedience. And you know what I kind of want to do right now? I wish I could come. Can you get the camera any tighter? I wish I could come into your living room, into your home, and put my arm around you and say these words. Would you trust Him? Would you trust Him? I was praying once down a prayer line for people wanting a financial breakthrough. Just stay standing, because we're going to worship you. And there were people believing for a financial breakthrough. And I got to this one particular individual. And I said, what is it? What do you need? What are you believing God for today? What do you need in your financial breakthrough? And these were the words he said to me. I'll never forget them. He said, Pastor Andre, I can't tithe. Because if I tithe, I know my budget, I will be short at the end of the month. He said that 10%, Matt, take your seats for a moment. I don't want you to get tired yet, because we're going to worship. Stay in this atmosphere, we're going. He said these words to me. He said, I can't tithe because the 10% that I need to be able to meet the demands of my bills at month end, if I gave that 10% away, in accordance to the word of God, in the era of tithing, I would be short. He said, I've heard all the tithe messages. He says, I know it's right to tithe. And I know it's the right thing to do by bringing your tithe into the storehouse. And the Bible clearly says it's 10% of everything that you earn, that you receive. It's 10% of everything. He says, I will not be able to meet the demands at the end of the month. So I looked at him, Brother Tom. I said, I'll tell you what. I said, I'll make you a deal. He looks at me. I said to him, I will give you my personal telephone number. and you make a decision to tithe. At the end of the month, when you tithe, because I so know that this works, that I will believe God that whatever you are short because you obeyed, I will pay it for you. You tithe whatever that amount, whatever you short. I want to prove to you this will work. You tithe, and I will stand good for the 10%, whatever you short. How many of you'd like that kind of deal? You better be careful now. Don't put your hands up too fast. He looked at me, he said, "You would do that for me?" I said, "Yes. I promise you. Because I want you to see the benefits of giving. You would do that for me?" I said, "Yes." He said, "You want my number? Contract. We do it." He looked at me. His eyes lit up. And then he said these words to me. He said, "I'll do it. I'll take you up on that." And I thought, glory to God. And the Spirit of God spoke to me. I said, "You'll do it?" He said, "I'll do it." I said, "You promise?" He said, "I'll do it." I said, "Okay, we got a deal." And then I looked at him and I said, "Do you know what you've just done?" He said, "We made a deal. We're in an agreement here. I'm going to become a tither. You're going to pay whatever I'm short." I said, "You got it." I said, "All of that is good." I said, "But here's the problem. You have just agreed to trust me as a mortal man more than you trust your God." I asked the question, how many of you'd like that deal? Now you're ashamed, you put your hand up. Did you just hear what I said? In other words, you would trust Andre Rabert to provide what is short for you, but you would never trust God. The lights switched on. Everything changed. He just began to weep. Because he had realized, this is what Brother Tom's speaking about. Obedience is trust. You see, when God speaks to you to do something, the problem is, when he spoke about his $40,000 watch, the $40,000 got you confused. You got hung up on the $40,000. That's over half a million rand on your arm. That's where you got hung up. But what he didn't tell you is that it didn't start with a $40,000 watch. It started with a Pick and Pay special, a Walmart $12 watch. Whatsoever a man sows, that and that only is what he reaps. Sow watches, you're going to reap watches. And the reason you got hung up on the 40,000 is because you were looking at the value. But you mustn't be looking at the value. You've got to be listening to the obedience. You see, that's the difference. The value is immaterial. It's the obedience of the seed that makes the difference. Powerful message. Powerful. Give him another hand. Powerful, powerful message. Powerful. I just pray that everyone got that revelation. That couldn't have been clearer. That couldn't have been more on point from the Word of God. Now, here's what I want to stand good for today. I dare you. I dare you to trust God today. I dare you to take a seed. Whatever God tells you to do. Because here's what I heard God say when I was standing behind the pulpit and we were worshiping. God was saying to me that He's spoken to some of you. And because of the past issues of financial abuse, of manipulation, you've stopped trusting Him. You doubt. You run away from any form of giving. I'm not talking about giving to this ministry. You can give wherever you want to give. Just make sure it's fertile ground. That's all the advice I could ever give you. I'm talking here about obedience today because God wants to show you. This whole week, I believe, has culminated in this moment right here, right now. For God is saying, will you begin to trust me again? Will you begin to walk in a level, almost like a baby, of baby steps again? When I was playing with your boy this week, I mean, it's like all he wants to do is walk. And, you know, and his little legs are like this, and you got to support him. And it's like baby steps. It's like little steps we got to take. It's not about the amounts. It's about the obedience. So I put a dare to you, whether they're scriptural or not. I dare you, trust God. I dare you, trust God. Trust Him. No matter whether it's $10, $20, 10 rand, 20 rand, 5 rand. I've told you the story time and time again. Jenny and I are digging in the ashtray for offerings to go to the meetings. But we would put all our faith and our trust in those coins that we'd find in the ashtray. We'd put it in an envelope. It wasn't ever about the seed. It was about our obedience to give and say, God, here is our all. And so I want us to worship right now. And you at home, I want to encourage you, do whatever God tells you to do. Yeah, in the house. If you want to any time through this meeting, bring a seed, you just bring it. You throw it on the altar. You just lay it down. You say, I've already given. Or if you want to give more, you do it. If God speaks to you. I want today being about building your faith to a new level. Because as we culminate all of these sessions in these next 2 hours, watch what God's going to do. He's about to transition you into a place that He has for you. So are you ready? Why don't you stand to your feet? Come on. Let's just worship Him.